You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena, Janae Henry, comedian, all-round general good person and old mate of the show. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I am doing good. My voice is still not awake yet, so it's serving sort of like croaky chic.
Nice. It's the Phoebe Buffay sort of, you know, jazz singer era. I think it's good. It's working for you.
Yeah, thank you. I insist on doing any talky interview straight in the morning, so I have this sort of sexy voice.
We are going to be talking some yum food very shortly, and also about some excellent comedy which you're going to be bringing to Basement Theatre. But what recipe are you bringing us this morning?
I am bringing you my Mars bar slice recipe.
Ooh, yum. Sounds very heart attack inducing in the best way possible.
Oh, it's potentially too sweet, but I'm always up for a challenge.
I like the sound of that. All right, what goes into a Mars bar slice?
Okay, to me it's so easy because it's three Mars bars, three cups of rice bubbles, and then 90 grams of butter. And to me that's so easy to remember because 3 times 3 is 9, and then you've just got everything you need.
That is so good. My brain would have never gone to the maths on that, but yeah, I like the thinking there.
I'm one of the rare comedians that actually really loves math.
Sets you apart from the rest.
And that is the only difference in me and other comedians is that I love math.
And that's what your whole stand-up set is about.
Lots of number crunching, yeah. But it's so easy. You just melt the Mars bars with the butter. You pour in the rice bubbles and you put it in a tray and that's it.
Do you have to put it in the fridge or do you, like, you don't bake it, do you, I presume?
Nah, no bake. You just put it in the fridge and that's literally it. It can be overnight, but I don't think it has to be.
Yum.
If it's not going in overnight, then I'll melt chocolate and put it on top to keep it together when you cut it.
Yum.
What's your process for melting the Mars bar?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Do you microwave them or do you put them in a pot?
Double boil?
That is great. Saucepan.
Ah, okay.
Constantly stir over low heat.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because I can't, you know, when you melt a block of chocolate, I can sort of understand how you do that, but melting a Mars bar feels somehow way more technical.
It gets weird looking and you do have to push through that.
Okay.
There's a stage in there where it looks like it's all gone wrong because I don't know what it is, the nougat of it or whatever, the soft bit really sort of expands in a way you wouldn't expect.
So it's like a science experiment at the same time. We like that.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
This feels like the ultimate children's birthday party food. I am feeling very hungry, haven't yet eaten my breakfast, and I could definitely go for some Mars bar slice to really set my day off in a good way, I reckon, Janae. Did you invent this, or is this a recipe that you've, you know, gathered from elsewhere?
I didn't invent it. I'm sure it exists online, but I actually, my sister sent it to me because a few years ago, I was going to the marae heaps, and you always have to sort of like make something. Mm. And then this became my go-to. And it's perfect because one tray is enough because people don't really need more than that. You can cut into tiny pieces.
And everyone's like, oh, gosh, I need to lie down now.
It's sort of like a shot.
That's great.
Slice world.
I really enjoy kind of like a, you know, a hack for a shared meal because, you know, sometimes I love a shared meal and I love bringing stuff to a shared meal, but sometimes it can be a wee bit stressful, especially if you sort of have a lot of people that you need to maybe feed or a lot of people you're trying to impress. And I think a good easy one like that is always going to be, you know, everyone will remember Janae's Mars bar slice, you know?
Have to say, I'm controversially over the potluck, like, I don't know what it is. You hit mid-20s and everyone decides you're better than a BYO and all of a sudden it's 1,000 potlucks. I'm sick of it.
Get me back to a BYO.
Yeah, all I have to bring is a bottle of wine and $5 corkage. Like, it's
easy. And maybe a Mars bar slice if you're feeling up to it.
Yeah, optional Mars bar slice.
So what's going on at the Basement Theatre? You've had a show that's been knocked around by the winds of COVID, but it's here to finally be celebrated in its full glory. What are we talking about, Janae?
I am performing my first ever solo comedy show, Literally Obsessed. from the 8th to 12th of November at 8:30 p.m. at the Basement. I have performed this once before in Comedy Fest last year in Wellington. I did a sold out season for a week, and then it was meant to come back, I think, three other times. You lose count.
You do.
And every time something COVID related has struck. And so this is it. This is the final time I can put it up. Yeah, it's a great, fun, silly show. It's an hour. It's a little bit political. It's a little bit flirty. It's quite high octane.
Oh, nice.
I sort of recommend to my friends, like, have one drink beforehand, but any more than that, and I reckon it's going to be hard for you.
I like that as a preparatory vibe for it. What, what sort of, I guess, without, you know, giving away your secrets, what are you kind of working on or working through with this show? What's some of the, I guess, thematic details?
Thematic details. At the format of it, the less fun promo, the format of the show, I don't even know. I talk about dating, camping. I get into law school a little bit. I talk about politics a little bit. It's sort of, I don't know. I'm sort of known for, like, high octane, will she take a breath style of comedy.
The best kind.
I honestly think you're getting two shows in one. Just
love
because
that.
Of the pure speed at which I move.
Speaking of two shows in one, you are going to be performing just after Brinley Stent's show, and I believe people can buy tickets to both your shows and then just go back to back and see Soft Carnage, which is Brinley's show, and then Literally Obsessed, your show. And I think there is a code.
There's a code.
Yeah.
There is a code. I'm so excited to be directly after Brinley. I'm so excited because I get to watch Brinley's show, and also I get to share a green room with her, and I love getting to share a green room with the stars. She'll hate that I said that, but I think she's so cool and so smart and clever, and yeah, to me it's really important to be fangirling just before I go on stage.
Hard out.
So our code is literally carnage.
Amazing. Sounds which, good.
Fingers crossed is a spin-off of both of our shows in the future.
I love that. And our collaborative powers put to good use. Janae, thank you for coming in and chatting with us about your Mars Bar Slice and Literally Obsessed, your excellent show at the Basement Theatre. When does it all kick off?
It kicks off next Tuesday on the 8th.
Fantastic.
Wild. Yeah.
Best of luck. We will see you in the theatre. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.